Much like last year, after missing their scheduled adjournment Saturday, House and Senate budget conferees continued to work toward a compromise late into Saturday night and early Sunday morning, finally reaching an agreement by 2 a.m. However, unlike last year, when they convened yesterday evening, the entire legislature unexpectedly rallied around the final plan and passed it unanimously, something unheard of in the modern history of the Commonwealth. After talk earlier in the weekend of a prolonged extension of the session, while conferees ironed out their differences, Governor McDonnell intervened.
Over the last couple of days, there have been some tense moments. They had some significant disagreements as of about 3 days ago that looked like they were going to be long-term impasses. And so I try to get involved. I've been extremely clear in as forceful a way as I know how to let everybody know that adjourning without budget amendments being done was 100% unacceptable.
Highlights from the plan include an additional $100 million for higher education, $75 million new for public schools, an additional $30 million in community care for the intellectually disabled, and a $64 million payment toward the state's rainy day fund. The legislature accepted Governor McDonnell's recommendation for state workers to contribute 5% of their take-home pay to their pension plans, but effectively nullified the short-term benefits to the retirement system and making it a wash for Virginia employees by giving them a 5% raise. Republican House Majority Leader and budget conferee Kirk Cox of Colonial Heights.
We finally actually accomplished the 50-50 deal, and the way that worked again was the House had $158 million we wanted to basically structurally set aside. The Senate got $158 million worth of more spending. The problem is we kept fighting getting out of those boxes. Now, I would say the Senate kept trying to spend more of our box. Once we finally stopped all of that, then it was negotiating down. And I think the reason people like it is because there's a $114 million payment in the rainy day fund, which we have to make, good set aside. We're going to try to partially eliminate for 80% of the retailers the accelerated sales tax where they have to prepay the sales tax. We have no fees. We cut some fees. They thought K-12 had taken a big hit, which they have. So they wanted some more funding for that. We did that $75 million more, but one-time funding. So it doesn't build off structural imbalance. So I think finally we got all that together. It's a good budget because it has probably the best of both plans.
Democratic Senator and budget conferee Ed Hauck of Spotsylvania.
This 2011 budget, I think, is important because it changes the direction of the state for funding core services. The Senate's budget reflected that from the beginning. Of course, the House budget took a different direction, but in the end, we come together. So core services will be funded in a positive vein after several years of cutting. We've cut education, we've cut the colleges and universities, we've cut public safety. Now that we have some extra money, it's time to begin to restore some of that.
Democratic House Minority Leader Ward Armstrong of Henry County.
I guess we kind of have a marriage here, and every once in a while you have to nag your spouse, and that's what we did to the majority party, and we kept pushing and pushing and pushing that we do not want to take general fund monies to pay for transportation. We have a lot of other needs, and at the end of the day, they listened to us. There is a lot of money that's being put into public education, both primary and secondary education, as well as higher education. We've got mental health funding that's coming and restoring money to police. And so, you know, when it's a good budget, it's a good budget.
The amended budget also rejects the governor's proposal to completely eliminate funds for public broadcasting, but reduces state support by $400,000. Or a 10% reduction in fiscal year 2012. The amended budget, as well as all other legislation passed during this year's short session, now go to Governor McDonnell's desk for him to sign, amend, or veto. The legislature will reconvene in April to consider the governor's action on all bills and to tackle the once-a-decade task of redistricting. Craig Carper, WCVE News, Capitol Square.